after the trip in 1979 to the UK, here to the States, back to the UK and back to Thailand. I remember on the plane traveling back with Lungpa, I'd mentioned to him it might be nice to go off and spend some time alone. And I had never really had that opportunity outside of his monasteries, because as I mentioned earlier, Ajahn Sumedho left, and I'd been about 5 or 6 years, and then I took over as the senior monk. So one day we were back from the trip, and it was Ajahn Jacro and myself, who unfortunately couldn't be here today. And he kind of turned and said to me, he said, since Jacro's here, he could look after the monastery, and you can go off to that cave or wherever it is you wanted to go. So it was his way of, it's not like what you should do, but I'd kind of set it up, and it was like his way of giving his blessing, his permission to do something that I had really had a desire to do. So I went off and spent about 2 years, of which the tail end was about 4 months alone in a cave down in the southern province of Thailand. And I returned when it was Ajahn Sumedho's first visit back to Thailand. And I had made a vow not to leave the cave until something of great importance other than my own wanting to leave solitude would take me out. And so I figured Ajahn Sumedho was coming to town. That was important enough. Of course he would want to see me and be around to help him and share all those nice sweets that he would be getting in Bangkok and whatever.